prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 March 2020. We are glad you're with us. Now, I know you've been listening tonight to this broadcast at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It's a recorded program. But I'll bring up a very special guest, a man that I've wanted to get on for a long time, but my gosh, he's hard to catch. He's like chasing a rabbit through a briar patch. We're going to on a minute. We're going to talk to Pastor Chuck Baldwin and a lot to share tonight with you folks. So don't go away. In the meantime, before I do that, don't forget tomorrow is Thursday. Lord willing, I'll be off all day from 9 to 4 tomorrow Eastern Time to take your phone calls and answer your questions, or if you want to give a donation, talk to Crystal or give us an order, whatever you want to do. We'll be in the office tomorrow, like I said, from 9 to 4. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. We'll be here to talk to you and glad to do it and be honored to. So be off stay tomorrow, just as normal. And don't forget, we are offering, if you write and you need a Berkey water filter, folks, we have Royals left. The Royal Scratch and Ding is all we have left right now. Berkey's completely out of filters for at least another 3 to 4 weeks. If you need one, don't be afraid to write and say we need a water filter. No charge. This will be free. No strings attached. If you need one, write and tell me why you need it. Okay? We'd love to send you one. It'd be an honor to. May it bless you something that you can use for a long time. And everyone needs pure drinking water. And they need it pretty quickly sometimes. And of course, tomorrow you can order the book Backyard Medicine. That is one of the best books I've ever seen for being able to find things that our God gave us in nature to feed ourselves and take care of ourselves. So we'll be in office to discuss that with you tomorrow too. And don't forget, next Tuesday, we have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on with us from the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana. The man, in my mind, and I think I can prove this, is at least in the top five leading medical doctors in the world. They actually heal people. I've seen this with my own eyes when I was down there some years ago. People with Parkinson, people with cancer, people were cured, folks. No, not with drugs. It took a little while sometimes to do it the natural way, but it worked. I've seen this. So Tuesday night, I'll be taking phone calls from the audience on health issues. Mark it down. Write questions if you like. And you can call Tuesday night and talk to us. And I hope you will. I really mean that. I do. And, of course, as you know, if you listen on shortwave right now on 6115 live this evening, you listen to me called Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. It's paying for it. And I'll tell you right now, folks, gold and silver is in very short supply. I mean really short supply. It is not being shipped regularly because the sources have sort of dried up. It's hard to believe that although silver is 14-something an ounce last time I checked, the silver eagles are going for $25 a piece, folks, which is ridiculously high. But there are none left right now. The mint ran out of them. So that's why the premium is so high. I would wait till they come back for about any. But nonetheless, call Melody up at 800-375 4188. Let her work with you and get something lined up for you, please. She's been really covered up the last few days, really covered up, big time and behind. But she'll go back to you, I promise. Now let's go to our guest, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, a man that I've known for a long time by his writings and his stand, and he ran for president on the Constitution Party some years ago, and I supported him best I could. He's a man that of integrity that simply will not bow down to a Republican or a Democrat or any other party that say that they're going to save the country, when he knows very well these people are not of the caliber of men that we need in office. And Chuck's taking a stand very strongly, and I know he caught a lot of flack over it, as I have. But Chuck Baldwin, are you there?
I'm here, Butch.
It is so good to have you, my friend. As I said before, you're a hard man to get a hold of. You really are. But I'd love to have him more often, but I just can't get to you with Julie. We got so far out in advance that if we have time to talk to me, it's hard to get a hold of you. But it's an honor to have you today.
It's an honor to be on your show, Butch. It really is. And thank God you're doing well.
Well, we are doing pretty good. God's blessed us. He really has. He really, really, really has. He's got us on a bunch of new stations because the lady out of Arizona said she passed away. She wanted to send us a gift, and she did. We put it all back on air time. We picked up about, I'd say, 10, 15 more stations since then. And the Lord bless us with that. I hope we're reaching people. I really do, Brother Chuck. I hope we're reaching them because our nation has been sucked down a devastating path. And right now they're in the process of destroying our economy. They're destroying people's lives and jobs over a hyped-up virus. And it's totally hyped up, really hyped up. But people are buying it because it's all over the news. From the beginning of the news, local news, world news, makes a difference. Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Shutting down businesses, shutting down, really closing down states, basically. It's happening, Chuck, and it's threatening a lot more than our economy. It's threatening what's left of our country, is it not, and as far as constitutional rights go?
I think what we are seeing is the deliberate attempt to expunge our Bill of Rights in our country and put us under a medical martial law.
I agree.
And it's in effect, my column that comes out today, the national column that I write, is dedicated to the subject. And I tell you, you would think that the Christian people, I mean, you'd think that conservatives in general, but I guess my mind has taken me now to the church and pastors and Christian people in general. You would think that they would have in their hearts, as did our founders, a great love and appreciation of liberty in general and religious liberty in particular, and that they would be willing to stand. You know, there's 300,000 evangelical churches in the country today, and the power that resides within those pulpits and those congregations collectively is the greatest power in America. There is no greater potential for a group, a single entity of citizens to turn and to set the compass for the country like the evangelical church.
Amen.
But instead, they have chosen to play political games. They've chosen to marry themselves to the Republican Party. They've chosen to put Donald Trump on a pedestal of idolatry. They've chosen to surrender the truth of biblical conviction in preference for party partisanship. And as a result, they basically are a neutered church today. And you know, I think maybe the classic illustration of this is just what happened last Sunday, and I'm sure it's going to happen again this Sunday, when churches all over the country voluntarily
Yes.
close their church doors.
Yes.
Many of them, some of them were told to do so by government, which they could have defied those orders had they any courage. But many of them didn't even wait to be told to close. They just automatically volunteered to close their churches. Now, you know, think about this. Say, oh, well, you know, we're just trying to protect and all this kind of thing. You know, this is a deliberate assault against the First Amendment freedom that we have to worship and to peacefully assemble. You know, the Congress shall make no law respecting a establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We have not only a divine mandate, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together. That's still a biblical command. But we have a constitutional protection that the government has no right to forbid the free exercise of religion in any shape, manner, or form. So by churches willingly closing their doors, you know, what they are actually saying, I don't know if they have truly thought about this in depth. Maybe some of them haven't. But think about it. By willingly closing their doors, they are saying to the world, we do not serve an essential service at this church.
Hey, good point. Very good point.
That's the whole idea of the closings, is to close non-essential services.
You know, in a sad way, that's accurate.
Oh, it's extremely accurate. What they're saying, the counties or states that are demanding the churches close, they are saying the church is not an essential service. But worse than that are the pastors and churches who close voluntarily. They are saying to the world, we are not an essential service. We are not as important as the drugstore. We are not as important as the grocery store. We are in a non-essential service. Now, when you stop and think about that, if that is the attitude that churches have about themselves, then why are they even in existence to begin with? There is nothing
Very well
in this
put.
Country more essential than a Bible gospel preaching pastor and his congregation of Christian believers. Throughout the history of our country, we fought two world wars, many other conflicts. We went through a Great Depression. We've had all kinds of pestilence, natural disaster that have taken place globally and locally. And yet the churches have always remained the bastion of hope and of God, and God's truth and God's word have been a bastion of Christian love and et cetera to the community. I mean, go back to World War II. I remember whenever the Nazis were bombing London incessantly, and on Sunday, the Christians of London would still meet in their churches, even when the planes were coming over. They would meet on Sunday and most of the churches at that time were bombed out churches. The roofs were gone, you know, the auditoriums were in shambles. But they would come together on Sunday during war, during the bombing raids of Germany over London, and they would assemble in the churches and pray and preach, and people that were not Christians would come and be ministered to. You know, we've told the unsaved world, you know, you're on your own. You know, you don't need us, and we don't have a message that's important enough to keep the doors open. In this crisis, we're going to go hunker down and hide like everybody else, and you're on your own. Where are they going to look for spiritual hope? Right now, there's a lot of people that are looking for spiritual answers. And everybody say, well, they can just turn on TV. Well, that's not the way it works. When people are truly looking for God, looking for spiritual hope, they would like to find a pastor and a congregation of believers that can minister to them and disciple them. And while the online services are all well and good, we broadcast our services online every Sunday. We have people all around the country that watch us online, but those are people that are long distance. We have a local congregation of believers where we live in Kyla, Montana, and we were open. In fact, we might have been the only Christian fellowship or church in the entire valley that was open last Sunday. I don't know that to be a fact, but I know the vast majority of them were closed. So this is a sign, this is a symbol of the character of the spiritual quality and the spiritual discernment of the pastors and churches today. And then think about this, Brother Bush, before I stop on this thought. While the churches are voluntarily closing, Planned Parenthood abortion clinics stay wide open. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to be closed, and they consider their services to be important. They consider their services of killing little unborn babies to be essential. I mean, think about the implications of this. Planned Parenthood believes their services are needed by the public. It's an essential service. And even if the government ordered them to close, they wouldn't do it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if churches believed in their services as much as Planned Parenthood believes in their services?
Well, obviously, Satan's followers have more guts than the church does. More conviction of what they're doing than the church does. And that's
absolutely
why this nation's being damned to hell. Because the church has lost its drive. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it real clearly. I am the reason that I've been on radio this month, next 27 years, preaching 40 years. And I am sick to death of these so-called churches, the 501c3 corporations that obey Caesar and everything they're told to do. They wouldn't dare rock the boat. They get along with the politically correct agenda, whether it's homosexuality or abortion, whatever it may be, because they want to get along, whatever you want to say. They want to be liked, not respected. Or even, they don't even be feared because, you know, the Lord's Word, the true gospel of Christ, the undiminished preaching of God's Word puts fear in the heart of men. That's why they understand that they need a Savior. They don't want to preach conviction anymore, Brother Chuck. They want to be nice and not ever offend anybody. And if the government says we ought to shut down because we're not essential, then we're going to shut down because we have to obey Caesar, you know. So this is what I hear. And I'm sick of it. I'm 71 years old. I don't like this mamby-pamby, panty-waisted gospel we hear today. Do you?
Well, no. I mean, you know the answer to that. You and I have been, you know, preaching the hard truth of the Word of God for decades, and we've watched the country and the church especially, you know, go from a bold, courageous pulpit to a squeamish, timid pulpit. And that's happened in our lifetime.
Yes, it has.
I all love to remember the days when men of God would stand in the pulpits with fire and determination and you know, love in their hearts and tell people the truth without fear or favor. And over the years, I think it started with back in the 70s and with this church growth movement, and then it morphed into the Joel Osteen seeker-friendly movement and the Wick Horns and all that philosophy, you know, get a big crowd no matter what it takes to get it, get your big offerings, your big auditoriums and your programs and, you know, offerings and and so we have watched the church decline into a state of irrelevancy. And I really
Absolutely.
Think that's where most churches are today. I think they're totally irrelevant to what's going on. That's why, can we say a majority? I think it would be safe to say that a vast majority of the churches of America were closed last Sunday.
I agree.
And if that's the case, then what that proves is that they're irrelevant. They're
yep.
totally irrelevant. I mean, no more, who missed them? What was missing? I mean, as far as society is concerned, who missed them when they closed down? You know, if Walgreens closed, you know, everybody'd miss that right away. You know, if Walmart closed, everybody'd miss that. But the church can close and nobody even misses it. They're really irrelevant. And they have made themselves irrelevant by the way they've refused to preach the the truth of the gospel and the truth of God's
yes.
word.
Yes, if you won't stand for the truth, then you are irrelevant when it comes to the battle of the truth. As a matter of fact, I'll say this. The modern-day church is probably the biggest detriment to the cause of Christ in this country today. I mean, why should they respect people who won't stand for anything, won't stand against even moral sins? I mean, adultery, fornication. You know, I just talked the other night to somebody. Fornication today is as common as two young people saying hello. They get pregnant out of wedlock, and grandma and grandpa are tickled they're going to have a grandchild, but the daughter committed fornication. And no one cares. And the child's going to be a bastard child. But no one sees that, Brother Chuck. It is a destruction of the family, but no one sees that. And starting with that, back in the 60s, and the adultery and all these and all the other sexual sins, it's now morphed into homosexuality, pedophilia, same-sex marriage. All this has come out of society because the church quit standing for the truth. They went to Jesus Christ Superstar. They went to Jesse Duplantis where he wants his fourth jet. This is where the churches went. And they worship the government. They worship the checks, their welfare checks. They worship Social Security checks. They worship President Trump, just like they did President Reagan. I was guilty of that myself back in the 80s. I liked Reagan. I see his record now, and I was really, like everybody else, I was suckered into making an idiot out of myself. Nonetheless, we still see it happening today. And, brother, I still see people saying, well, we got to vote for the lesser two evils. If you do that, you voted for evil, period. And that's against God's commandment, is it not?
Yeah, you know, it's somebody said one time, it's not the lesser of two evils, it's the evil of two lessers. And I think maybe that's what they're doing. The fact is, Donald Trump has done more to neuter the churches, the evangelical conservative churches in America than maybe anything in our lifetime. I cannot remember anything to compare to this. They have placed Trump on a pedestal that I believe is idolatry, and I've spoken to this many times in my messages and in my columns, that it's more than respect for the office of president. It's more than, okay, I like this guy, I voted for him. You know, it's more than that. It is truly a worship of a man. It is a idolatrous attitude that the churches are demonstrating, and the pastors are maybe the worst, and that's why the people feel the way they do. But when you look at the televangelists and the big notable celebrity pastors of America and the way they idolize Trump, you know, it filters down into the congregations and into the churches as a whole. So that means now that no matter what Trump does, no matter how ungodly it is, no matter how unbiblical, no matter how unconstitutional it is, no matter how immoral it is, the church is going to support him. So the resistance that is supposed to be in our country toward evil, the pastors are supposed to be a voice of truth and a voice of resistance for evil. That's the way our country began. It's one of the strengths of our nation was the power of the pulpit to be able to speak truth to civil power and to gather enough people in the country to put the moral pressure on any elected office, governor, city councilman, doesn't matter, to do that which is right. Well, when you remove that element from our country and the pastors and churches become little more than robotic toadies for a president, any president, it doesn't matter that it's Trump, but, you know, the Democrats have been doing this for Democrat presidents for a long time. Barack Obama was a prime example of the way liberal Democrats idolized Barack Obama. You know, but the liberal Democrats have never been the power in this country. The power of America has always resided in the God-fearing, morally based, conservative Christian, not maybe Christian as being born again, but Christian in orientation and philosophy. That crowd that has always been the majority. It has always been the most powerful group in the country. And when that group of people stand up against whatever the type of tyranny it might be, it they succeed, and the attempt fails. So whenever the pastors and churches of the evangelical conservative people of this country, when they decide that they are no longer going to stand against evil, and they are going to support it in the name of party partisanship, in the name of support for a president, they're condemning our future. They're condemning our children to the abridgment of our constitutional protections, of our liberties, all of the resistance that should naturally be in our country toward that which is wrong is now sucked out of the country.
That's
what's happened over the last almost 4 years since Trump came along. And if he gets reelected, and he probably will, it's going to be even worse during the next 4 years. So,
and this process has been growing, though, you know, for a lot of years with Bush and even Reagan before that.
Oh, yeah.
The word Ichabod has been written above the church in America as a whole because they now worship a new God. The Holy Ghost even isn't even there any longer. He doesn't even try to speak to them because people won't accept the truth. Pastors won't preach the truth. They lose their congregation. They lose their money. So they won't preach it like the Bible says. And brother, I know from experience that I don't draw big crowds. They come in for a while, then they leave because I'm going to preach the Bible. And I'm not a perfect man. Praise God, I was born again and saved by the grace of Christ like everybody else, washed by the blood. But I try to keep his commandment because I think he said, if I love you, I'm going to do my best to keep his commandments. I try to do that. I'm not a perfect man. Never say that. Never have said that. But the point of it is, you can't live in sin. You can live in sin, I guess, and call yourself a Christian, but you make you a hypocrite, doesn't it?
Well, sure. I mean, I think anybody that is truly born again has a desire, an innate desire, given by the Spirit of God who lives within us, to do that which would please our Lord and our Heavenly Father. If a person doesn't have that desire in their heart to follow the Lord and to do
wrong.
His will,
yes.
I mean, are they really born again? I think that's a question that's worthy of asking.
Well, and it's a good question because the Bible says if you're born again, you have a sincere desire for the milk of the Word.
Sure.
You won't grow in Christ. If that desire isn't there, that's right. If that desire isn't there, then you are not born again. That's a simple test. You know, I desire to stay true to my wife for almost 49 years, not because the law says so, but because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's been a good wife. I will never hurt her. She'll be the same kind of relationship with our Savior. We love him. We don't want to do anything against him. Folks, back at the break. We'll talk with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Don't y'all go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're talking to Chuck Baldwin for another 10 or 15 minutes while I turn him loose. He has other things to do. But he's taking time out of his very busy schedule to do this broadcast with us today. I said this is a recorded program. It's 3:30 here Eastern Time, and Chuck's in Montana with us now live recording this. And then it's been played tonight at 8 o'clock on regular broadcast times. And don't forget, I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. But Chuck Baldwin has been a man that I've admired and respected for a long time. Before I ever even talked to him before, I watched what he was saying. I watched what he was doing. I watched his writings. And I know the character of the man. No, he's not a perfect man. He's only a man. He was saved by the blood of Christ and by the grace of Christ, just like everybody else was. He still has to fight the flesh every day. He's only a man. But I respect his stand and his courage to speak the truth. And this is the kind of man, if he were running for president, I'd be behind him just as hard as I could be. But I cannot, in moral conscience, in Christian moral conscience, maybe I should say, support Biden or Trump. I won't do it. I can't do it. And I simply just refuse to be a part of that. I know it makes a lot of people mad. Chuck, would you believe I lost support in 2016 because I told him I couldn't support anyone. I could not support Hillary or Trump. I told him I can't support him, and I lost people. People quit giving me money to help us with the radio ministry because said that. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that happened to me, too. That happened to me, too. I mean, and that's why pastors today are unwilling to take the courageous stand anymore, because the people have proven that they don't want a shepherd, they don't want a pastor, they don't want a prophet of God. They want a hireling. They want an ear tickler.
Yes.
You know, they want a social entertainer. You know, they want a CEO of a corporation. They don't want a truth-telling pastor. So that's why most of the real truth-telling pastors are pastoring churches that are not considered to be large churches. They're, you know, smaller in number, because the vast majority of the American people, the American Christian people, have apostatized, and they've gone away from the truth, and they've heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears and are believing a lie. So when somebody like you and I come along and we say, you know, the truth about whatever the subject may be, whether it's Trump or whether it's coronavirus, or, you know, or whether it's the politically correct culture or the socialism or whatever it is that's happening in our nation, well, people don't want to hear that. You know, and so the vast majority of them will choose to go find somebody that's going to make them feel good, an entertainer and an ear tickler. So that happens to all of us. But, you know, the thing about it is, as you've learned through the years, so have I, that God is our source, and he meets our needs, and he always has his men speaking his truth. He's always had us, you know, he will always have those men, And, you know, we just keep doing what ours is, duty is ours and results are God's. And that's been my motto ever since I read John Quincy Adams' statement to that effect. So that's what we do. We do our duty. We leave the results with God. And if people get mad, so be it. But, you know, Butch, what I found is that over the last couple years, there's starting to be a movement of God in the hearts of people away from these 501c3 government churches, these, you know, say nothing, hear nothing churches. And people, there's a lot of people that are really getting a little tired of that. The statistics are showing us that the vast majority of churches are losing members in a major way. That the traditional religion, what do you want to call it, is waning in the country.
Yes, and, it is. It is.
You know, people are looking for something that's real, and they're not finding it in the churches, and so they're looking somewhere else. And fortunately for us, I know that in our ministry out here in Montana, the last couple of years have been amazing. I mean, our growth in our online broadcasts have just multiplied exponentially over the last 2 years, and then literally over the last 6 to 8 months, we actually increased viewership from 2018 to 2019 by 10%, tenfold.
Fantastic.
Greater viewership in the 2019 than we had in 2018. And we've been doubling so far in 2020, we've been doubling our audience every month. So the first 2 months of the year, January and February, we've doubled our viewership each month. So this tells me that there's a lot of people around the country that are fed up with all this mamby-pamby religion. And so I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I think that we do see some reason for hope.
Well, you know, I've seen the same thing increase in our own live viewership also. And by the way, if people want to watch you, they can go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Is that right?
Correct. ChuckBaldwinLive.com. That's my personal site. And that we have all of my books and our DVDs that we carry. Chuck Baldwin Live, all one word. The live stream for the service on Sunday, they need to go to the Liberty Fellowship website. And that address is Liberty Fellowship MT, that stands for Montana, all one word, libertyfellowshipmt.com. And they can
folks,
watch
check it out.
The archived messages. All of our messages are archived going back for years and years, so they can watch all of our messages anytime. And live stream, we live stream every Sunday afternoon at 2:30 Mountain Time. So that'd be 4:30 on the East Coast. And then figure the time wherever you are.
Yes. Well, you know, that's phenomenal, because I noticed that our producer, Phil Hudock, does our live stream for us. He said our audience is growing quickly. And I think, like you said, because people are getting fed up. They've been lied to for so long. They're starting to see maybe Chuck Baldwin and Butch Palm weren't some nuts after all. I mean, what they've been saying is coming about. It's actually happening. Maybe people realize that. But, you know, I had people tell me that when we look at president, you're not electing a preacher or a pope. You're electing a president. And I think, what's the difference? Is there anywhere in the Bible where we're to put somebody in office over us as a ruler that is not equal to a preacher or a pope? Now, I just shouldn't use a pope as a bad example, but that's what he said. But shouldn't we elect someone of the same moral principles as any preacher ought to have or pastor ought to have? Shouldn't that be the standard for the church, period?
Well, sure, the same standard of honesty. I mean, the same basic natural laws that God has given to us apply to everyone, whether we're Christian or not, and whether we are a preacher or something else. The basic natural law and moral laws, which is a part of natural law, that God has given to us, is applicable to all men.
Amen.
And any leader of men, it is requisite that they be men of character. I mean, basic honesty, basic morality, basic goodness, a basic love of justice. You know, and above all things, when it comes to a president or any other elected office, is a loyalty to the Constitution of the United States. I mean, let's not forget, when they take office, they swear an oath to us, the people that elected them, and to God himself, to faithfully execute the office and to uphold, preserve, and protect the Constitution of the United States. So when we elect somebody who deliberately, willingly chooses to ignore their oath to the Constitution and demonstrates a lack of fidelity to the basic natural laws that God has given all of us, how in the world could any Christian person or any person of basic character of any type vote for such a person?
Amen.
Regardless of the political party, this two-party system, this left-right conservative liberal paradigm that has evolved over the decades, has absolutely ruined our government, and it's ruined the voting process, the election process, because now people they don't see men and women of honor or character or fidelity. They just see a political party.
That's what they see. Yes.
That's all. And so they would vote for Judas Iscariot if he was a Republican.
Yes. Well, you know, we're told in scriptures how to select their leaders. And for the believers, maybe it's not the heathen, but we're to choose from our own brethren. And I can tell you now, Trump's name is not a brethren of ours. And most of them raise their right hand to uphold the Constitution and never even read the Constitution, much less study it. If they upheld the Constitution, Brother Chuck, we wouldn't have Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, and Wood Food Stamps, all the other things. We wouldn't have bailouts from the government. That's not the government's position to do that. That's not their position at all. We wouldn't have none of these things.
Right.
But we've sold our soul for, as a proverb said, we've sold our soul for the dainties of the king's table, have we not? Then weren't we instructed if we are given to an appetite to cut our own throat, rather than take handouts from man? Isn't that in the Bible, brother?
Sure, it's in the Bible.
So we've ignored
it. Really, again, the churches have become, they take the Bible like going to a salad bar in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pick and choose, and they leave what they want, and they pick what they want, and that's how they approach the Bible. But, you know, Butch, I just think that it's important that people understand that there are truth tellers out there, and that they need to be supported, they need to be prayed for, they need to be stood by. And, you know, when people complain about their pastor who doesn't have the courage to speak truth, well, then why would you continue to go to that church?
That's right. I agree.
Why would you continue to sit under that ministry if he's not a man of God that will tell the truth? I mean, it's one thing to complain about the pulpit, but let's face it, the pulpits are a reflection. They shouldn't be this way, but it is. The pulpits are a reflection of the people in the pews.
Well, I got to say this, and the leaders of a nation are also the reflection of the people in the nation.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
And we know in the scriptures that even though Israel had kings, God still held the people accountable for the kings he had over them.
Right.
And he punished the people for the king's sins. I wonder why they think God changed his mind about all this stuff, Brother Chuck. I mean, you know, homosexuality is no longer a sin anymore, according to some churches. And, you know, and so all God's ideas of morality and righteousness must have changed since Christ come, huh?
Yeah, you know that those that they haven't changed, but the preachers have changed, the people have changed.
Amen. Amen.
So that's why I'm saying we've lost the passion for truth, and as a result, that's why our churches are losing members. That's why in a crisis situation such as we have now, a national crisis, the churches have proven themselves to be irrelevant. They are
very true.
They are deliberately, willingly, happily closing their doors, telling the world that they are not an essential service. They do not provide an essential service to the people. Otherwise, they would be open, because only essential services are open. So they have shown the world that they do not even believe themselves to be essential anymore. They're not relevant anymore. The church doors close, and the church buildings are empty, and nobody notices, and nobody cares, and it has zero impact upon the community or the country as a whole, which I think is just illustrative of how irrelevant these churches have become. And so that's why that alternative churches and non-501c3 churches and non-traditional churches like yours and mine, you know, we are seeing such a growth in our audience of people that are wanting to hear the truth, is because people are just seeing through, and they're tired and fed up with all this phony religion that is nothing more than a money-making operation for big shots to fly around the world in their jets and have their multiple mansions located around the world and fleecing people out of everything they can without giving the people any true direction.
Amen.
In times of need. So, you know, it's a cycle that we are absolutely in the middle of, but I'm also encouraged because I see God moving in the hearts of people from very atypical means and places. And I'm encouraged by the fact that there's so many people that are not enamored with the government church, the 501c3 church, the organized traditional church, are beginning to awaken and come out. You know, I think maybe the scripture might apply here, come out of her, my people.
Amen.
And I think that's exactly what they're doing.
I totally agree, brother. I know you got to go, but
yes,
I want to thank you, Chuck Baldwin, for joining us today. I know you're a hard man to get a hold of. I would love some time for you to join us by Zoom. We'll have a church service some Saturday morning for half an hour, but I know you're a busy guy, and that's hard for you to do.
Yes,
but it is amazing how you, and maybe me a little bit, have been to Accra for the last 20 years telling people what's been coming upon this country. We've been trying to. Not because we're just men, brother. We're not superhuman or super anything. But we read the Word of God and we see the downfall of the nation. We try to warn people this has got to change. There are more people getting their eyes open. And no matter what God's final judgment is on America after he slaughtered about 100 million babies, what's he going to do? I don't know. But he's going to have a remnant, Brother Chuck. And maybe by his grace and mercy, maybe we're getting to lead a few of them to Christ. That's the whole idea in it.
Yes, I believe we are. I believe we are. We have testimonies of salvation every week at Liberty Fellowship. And Brother Butch, I want to thank you for letting me come on your show again. I know it's hard to get our schedules connected, but I really enjoy being with you, and thank you for what you're doing. Pray for you. Consider you a dear brother. And God bless you. And I encourage your audience to go to my website at chuckbaldwinlive.com and libertyfellowshipmontana.com. And we appreciate all you're doing, Brother Butch.
Well, thank you, Brother Chuck. We will be in touch from time to time. I'm going to send you a couple of books to read. I'd like to get your input on them. If you don't mind, email me and let me know. But from time to time, we'll get you back on again if I can get you nailed down long enough.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. There went Chuck Baldwin, chuckbaldwinlive.com. He's one of the few men that's behind the pulpit that I really have respect for, truly have respect for. I love a lot of them. And I have respect for them as far as they understand what they're doing. But a lot of them are not mature in Christ enough to see the truth that Brother Chuck sees. And I admire any man who's willing to take a beating, so to speak, for what he preaches. And he's willing to take losses for donations because of what he preaches. Because the gospel of Christ is far more important than the size of a ministry. That's all there is to it. It truly is. And folks, don't forget his website. And speaking of websites, don't forget ours, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. You'll find all kinds of information on there. All kinds of information on there. You'll find some of our online catalog on there. And we're going to update it as soon as possible. You'll find that on there also. And don't forget to go to YouTube. Just type in Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or Call to Decision Ministries. You should find hundreds of hours of teachings we've done on there that we do at our Bible studies. And on the Saturdays we have church, which will be again on the 3rd, I believe, or the 4th of next month, 11:30 a.m. You can watch us live on PastorButch.com, watch on live stream. That's what we're here to do. We're doing our best to make a difference because you're out there with us. You stand with us. You support us. You're holding our arms up, so to speak, to try to help us keep this thing going. And by the grace of God and by His strength, I intended to keep on doing this, folks. I really do. Because I see so many things happening that's fulfilling Scripture in these days. And obviously, the great falling away from the true church in America, especially, as prophesied, has happened. A great falling away from the Word of God and the love of God, the love of His commandments. You know, Christ wasn't kidding. He said, when He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, He wasn't kidding about that. No, He wasn't just talking about, He's talking about all the commandments, folks. No matter what, the commandments are listed in Exodus 20. Read them. Read them for yourself. If you keep His word, His commandments will, if you love Him as we're required to in Exodus 20, if we love Him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're going to do our best to keep His commandments and His word. For example, His word says that we are to only select men for office. I said men, not women. For office that are brothers. It specifies brothers, not sisters. True brothers and believers. The Almighty God and His law. That's all we can select. If there's nobody running for office that meets that qualification, then as a believer, we cannot support that individual. I don't care what party he is. I don't care what he says he is. If he doesn't have the fruit to prove that he's a brother in Christ, we can't support him. We just can't do it. And because we went to sleep at the wheel for so many years, things are coming up on this country, folks, that 20 years ago would have seemed impossible. Wouldn't have seemed at all possible. You know, on Melody's Houston's broadcast yesterday, we were discussing the new digital dollar that he won't come out with. And I assume to be sometime in the future, not right away. Well, according to Forbes, they passed a stimulus bill, and in that stimulus bill, it creates a U.S. digital dollar. What's that going to mean? I'm not real sure. Well, it will eventually do away with the paper money. Yes, it will. Cash will be done away with. But it has to be that way so they can bring in the Beast system to track and trace everything you buy and sell. And, of course, obviously, if you have cash, you won't need the mark to buy and sell. You can do that undercover, so to speak. You can do it under the table and buy and sell things with cash if cash were acceptable. But it's not going to be. When they make the digital dollar, you do it their way. If you don't have the proper ID, you won't do it at all. Can you see what's happened because we have cursed ourselves by putting our trust in man? Can you see what's happened to the country because of our idolatry? Is one of the books I've written, I think my first volume of the Words of Wisdom Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1, the chapter entitled Patriotic Idolatry. Oh, we have fulfilled that one. Oh my goodness, we've done a good job on that one. People get angry at me more because I tell them I won't salute the American flag. I'll not pledge my allegiance to any symbol of any nation that murders its own children, that perverts the children, the sons and daughters, that slaughters innocents all over the world. I will not pledge allegiance to that country or the symbol of that country. No, I don't hate this country, folks. I don't. I hate what she's become. And the reason I stay on the radio is in the hopes that maybe we can turn something around for the glory of God and for the sake of our nation. But the so-called church of the day, as Brother Chuck was saying, is the biggest reason this nation's falling today. And it's the biggest reason it's falling, period. You can't blame the economy. The economy's bad because the church has not done her job. Morality is going because the church hasn't done her job. The pastors behind the pulpits in America today are absolutely, in mass, not all of them, but in mass, are paid hirelings. They're paid pulpit prostitutes, panty-waisted pimps, if you will. They won't tell the truth because they'll lose their donations and they'll lose their crowd. Right now, we're struggling again because I know people can't afford to give to us because of what's happened with the coronavirus. They lost their jobs. I know that. But, folks, I am going, by the grace of God, try to preach the truth as the Bible says it, not as I want to see it, not as I want to believe it, but as it is what it is. We are reaping what we've sown as a nation now, folks, for a lot of years, longer than when I've been alive. My generation let it get a lot worse. The next generation under me has let it get a lot worse. Worse and worse and worse. Because once the deception sets in, it's hard to cut it off. You understand that? Once the deception gets a foothold, and it started in the churches, spread into the public food system, into the entertainment system, and all through government, with all this stimulus and handouts that is all unconstitutional and ungodly and sin against the holy God, we now put our trust in man and not in God Almighty. I know I'm guilty of this. I am. I didn't know Social Security was ungodly. I didn't know welfare, Medicare was ungodly and unconstitutional, but it is. It truly is. I can prove it to you biblically. I can prove it to you constitutionally, if you don't want to mean anything to you. Does that mean I don't get it? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But see, that's another way they tie you, and they put a muzzle on you because you don't want to bite the hand to feed you, do you? Come on, people, fess up. We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. So as a whole, we keep our mouth shut. We don't want to get involved. We go along, get along. We compromise what we know is the truth so we can keep our benefits. Or as the Bible calls them, dainties from the king. This is America today. Our hope, folks, is still in Jesus Christ. If you don't know what I mean when I say, have you been born again? And born again doesn't mean that you went to the altar and kneel down and pray and say, I'm sorry. Born again means you've been born again, a new creature in Christ. Something inside you is renewed, regenerated, born again. That makes you desire to want to serve Christ with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what being born again means. It'll give you an appetite for the Word of God. If you don't like to study your Bible from time to time and try to read it and understand it, you're not born again. No. I'm seriously born again. You're going to have a sincere desire for the milk of the Word, and you grow into the meat. If the Bible doesn't interest you enough for you to study it on your own, you're not born again, folks. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And I'll see you in the office tomorrow, Thursday, and on the air again next week. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.